The Avalon Ballroom in Boulder. Come dance to Zydeco Masters Preston Frank and Ed Poulard with the Creole Dance Band. Enjoy Cajun food from Oscar Blues and plenty of wine and spirits for sale at the bar. There will be king cake, a costume contest, dance lessons, voodoo alley, and much more. Once again, that is KGNU and CFCZ's Mardi Gras celebration on Saturday, February 23rd at the Avalon Ballroom. Tickets are available for $30 at KGNU.org or $35 day of the show or $15 with valid student ID.
All right, it is 7 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It is time for the Cabaret Show. This is George C., and tonight we have a special show. No fewer than three bands are going to be playing for us from the School of Rock. So there's like 79 people and 56 guitars, and it's just a real crowd here, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So I think we'll go ahead and get started right away. If you guys would go ahead and get started with a couple songs, and then we'll talk.
We'll be right back.
All right, we got a quick transition here. It looks like it's going to be really quick. Everybody's almost set up. This is George C., and we're on Cabaret with the School of Rock. Another band has magically appeared here. I assume you need another 20 or 30 seconds to get started, so do you want to tell us who you are and what the School of Rock is about real quick while we're sure. getting set up?
I'm Kevin D'Angelo. I'm a music director over at the School of Rock Boulder. And basically what we do is we take students, any ages basically from 6 to about 17 or 18, and we can teach you from beginner to advanced, and we get you with other groups of kids, or we even do adult groups as well. And we organize shows with themes, basically anything from decades like 70s, 80s, or albums like Led Zeppelin II or The Wall. Hmm. And we'll get you with other like-minded musicians and help you become a tight band.
Oh, very nice. Well, I might happen to be familiar with the last song, and I thought it was done very, very well. And now we have a whole different set of people ready to play. So if you guys are ready, we'll get started.
Like you were my only man. Yeah, and didn't I give you nearly everything that a woman possibly can? Honey, you know I did. Each time I tell myself, well, I can't stand the pain. When you hold me in your arms, I'll sing it once again. Say, come on, come on, come on, come on and take it. Take another little piece of my heart now, baby.
All right, you guys, another changeover real quick here. Hopefully we're on the air. This is KGNU, and you'll see the cabaret. We have bands from the School of Rock in Boulder here. And we're going to go do a quick transition to more people.
I'm going to ask you questions.
Yeah, so let's hold on to... yeah, okay. Very good. So, yeah, so tell me if you know... What is the approximate range of the kids who are playing here have played in the last couple of bands? Who's the oldest, or what is the oldest age and what's the youngest age?
I would say the youngest age is 11 and the oldest is 17.
All right. And we've already heard somebody who's 11 playing in one of these, because it sure doesn't
I believe it was the drummer.
Like that. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
The drummer in the last song?
Yeah.
Very nice. Good. Well, so we're setting up a little bit more. Do you want to say hi as well and introduce yourself and maybe get a little history of this School
sure.
of Rock?
My name is Brian Davis. I'm the general manager of the School of Rock. We are located at 3280 28th Street here in Boulder. We've been around since about 2011 was when we opened. We really, really enjoy being in Boulder. Love the atmosphere, love the people. We have Izzy here. Why don't you come over here? We're going to ask you a question and see how you feel.
Well, yeah, so welcome to Cabaret, and what was the what instrument did you play on the last set?
I played guitar.
Excellent. Are you a student here locally?
Yeah, I've done School of Rock for about 3 years now.
Okay. And are you going to high school or something as well here or something?
Yeah, yes. Next year I'll be a freshman.
I see. Okay, very good. What motivated you to want to sign up here? You guys sound really good.
You
can see there's a lot of talented musicians, and maybe that's just the reason.
Yeah. Originally, I had started off with acoustic guitar, which I played classical music for about 3 years. Hmm. And then I got kind of not sick of it, but just a little, like, tired. And so I wanted to try something else, but I still wanted to do guitar because I had a lot of fun doing that. So I decided to try electric guitar, and... my dad and I went on a lot of tours of different places, and we decided on School of Rock.
Hmm. Okay. How long have you been playing guitar?
Probably about 5 or 6 years in total.
Do you have any particular musicians that you sort of look up to or would like to be like or have influenced you so far?
I mean, there are so many that have influenced me because I've been listening to like rock music and pretty much anything. With instruments for most of my life. But I mean, obviously, like the greats like Led Zeppelin or the Eagles or just anything that has interesting guitar parts.
I'm a little young for those bands, but I think I know who you're talking about. And
cool.
Very cool. Did you grow up listening to the kind of music like we just heard Mai Sharon and then we heard Janis Joplin, obviously. Did you hear that kind of music growing up as well?
Yeah, I did. My dad tended to play a lot of kind of classic rock when I was growing up and then enjoyed it.
Well, it's fun to see it being perpetuated too. Brian, are we ready to
sure.
go with another song?
I think so.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, we're on Cabaret. This is School of Rock performance band. Is that what you would call it? One of the
this is our house bands? Band.
House band.
Yeah, School
Very
Rock
good.
House band.
All right, we're ready for another song. This is Cabaret. Thanks for listening. You guys start when you're ready.
Every girl's crazy about a sharp-dressed man.
a sharp dressed man.
Woo. All right, sounding great. There would normally be lots of thunderous applause, but we're in cabaret, so it's a closed room at all. Very good. You're listening to Cabaret on KGNU. We're listening to the house band or bands from the School of Rock in Boulder, and we got another quick transition, so it looks like it's going to be real quick. But, all right, we'll give them a second. Another second?
Almost.
Right, pretty much close to ready. Good. All right, well, I've got some more questions for you, but we can ask them in a little bit.
He don't know, so he chases them away, yeah.
All right. House band, School of Rock in Boulder on KGNU's Cabaret. Another quick changeover of musicians, I think. We have another,
yeah, we have another group
victim, I mean volunteer, who would like to...
Pause. We'll get this guy on the mic.
All right, very good. On this mic. Excellent. Yeah, good. All right, so yeah, it looks like we're... yeah, either mic could be fine, this one, or one of the vocal mics will be great. Yeah. Awesome.
All right.
What's your name?
My name's Dawson.
Dawson, thanks for coming to Cabaret. Yeah, you guys sound really good.
Thank you. Thank
what's
you.
What's your musical influence? What's your...
Oh.
Why are you doing this?
So I've been playing bass for around 8 years now, and I started at School of Rock at around fifth grade, and I'm a senior in high school right now, so I've been here for quite a while.
Do you have musical aspirations as far as career-wise and so on? I know there's a lot of people out there hoping.
Yeah. Earlier this year, I got admitted to Colorado College in Colorado Springs, and I'm planning on studying music there, as well as some business stuff. And I would love to be able to be a full-time professional musician if at all possible.
Very good. Well, thank you, and I guess we'll talk to Brian again if you...
All right.
What's the origin of the School of Rock?
So School of Rock started out, was created by a guy named Paul Green, and he had Paul Green School of Rock in Philadelphia, and it started expanding out from there, and everybody knows the iteration that exists now from the movie School of Rock, and that actually started out as a documentary on the Paul Green School of Rock, and then the guys that made the documentary decided to make the movie, and then people started wondering, is this place for real? And at that time, there was already 40 schools, and so it was. And now, since then, I think it was early 2000s the movie came out, or something close to that, we've grown to, over 200 schools around the world, in South America and Australia and all over the place, Europe, obviously, and Canada. All over the world, school is established. Lots and lots of great musicians. We've actually become kind of a feeder school for Berklee College School of Music. There's a lot of our students from these schools that end up going to Berklee.
Cool. So does everybody just show up insanely talented, or do they kind of get there through? Because what I'm hearing is really, very impressive.
So we actually, a lot of the kids do start from scratch. Some of them come in already playing, but all of them definitely get much, much, much better as they're here. I mean, we have, instructors from Berklee. We have instructors that have been real world touring musicians like myself for 15 years. Like Dawson was saying, he's grown here, started playing here, and, he's been here for years and years and years, and now he's, going to college for music. Braden on the drums right now is a really young kid that's been with us for years and years and years, and he's really good. I mean, everybody gets really good working with us. We put all of our time and effort into making these students the best they can. Our teachers have a real passion for making musicians.
That's cool. Very nice. And I guess one more question, then it looks like we're ready to roll again. School of Rock, I guess it's sort of self-explanatory in the name. Do you have to kind of be a rock and roller or interested in that aspect in order to get the most out of the being in this school?
No, not necessarily. All of our teachers are schooled in multiple kinds of music. Obviously, we focus on rock music because that's what is the main driving force behind music these days is rock, and it even influences all of your country, and influences blues, and everything that's coming out nowadays is very influenced by rock and roll, and so that's one of the main reasons we kind of stick to that formula. But we have teachers that teach jazz. Kevin, one of our drum instructors that's here right now, he's can teach anything from like Latin to Afro jazz and all that sort of all sorts of stuff. We try to tailor our instruction to what the student enjoys. We want to build the passion for music first, because you learn better when you care about something. We don't start with just, here's some scales, here's some chords, practice these forever. We start by teaching you songs, and then we teach you the theory that applies to the songs you're learning. So we almost sneak it in. But we're definitely, more of a rock-based in general sort of thing, because it's also very easy music to start to learn, because everybody likes it, and it's a lot of three-chord progressions.
Gotcha. All right, very good. Well, it looks like we are ready with another iteration of the School of Rock house band here on Cabaret, so let's get started again.
You
You know the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Pray on through to the other side. Pray on through to the other side. Pray on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here and dug our treasures there. But you can still recall the time we cried. Pray on through to the other side. Pray on through to the other side,
School of Rock Boulder, another excellent song, and now another quick transition to other band folks. Dawson on the vocals for that last one. Thank you very much. I think everybody's just about ready, so I'm going to forego the interview, and you guys just get started whenever you're ready.
Thank you.
School of Rock, Boulder here on Cabaret. Do we have more? Another song to come?
Okay. No, we're done with tunes.
You're done?
Now. Yeah, we're done with tunes now. Yeah.
All right, very nice. Well, thank you so much, everybody. What a great set of performances. I think we have another interviewee maybe to talk to real quick. Is that, you want to tell us your first name and What position are you playing here?
I'm Braden Davis. I'm a drummer.
Braden, thanks for coming and playing. How long have you been drumming?
I don't know, actually. I think I started sometime around when I was first grade, so it's maybe 6 years.
All right. You guys are sounding really, really good. Do you have aspirations as far as, like, musical future?
Well, I kind of want to be, like, a big-name band and tour.
All right, well, sounds like you got the right start here. So congratulations and thank you. Back to Brian real quick then. Philosophy of School of Rock?
So we're basically a performance-based program. We feel that students learn better in a setting where they have attainable goals almost right away. So, like I said, this is our house band. These are our most advanced students of our age ranges that we have. But everybody starts, we try to get everybody to start kind of in a group where they can start playing songs right away with other people. You seem to fall into love with music and instruments as you can see what the goal is, as opposed to sitting and practicing in your house by yourself for 5 years before you ever get to play with anybody else. It seems to be, you build the passion, you learn quicker, and you advance quicker when you can just be right away involved in playing group stuff. And our groups play all over the place. We have standard, we basically have standard shows that we do every few months. And then our house bands sometimes get gigs at, like, Red Rocks, and we play Folsom Field for 4th of July, all sorts of stuff. So we run the whole gamut from very, very tiny venues to very, very large venues.
All right. All right, well, thank you so much, Brian, at School of Rock Boulder. Go ahead and finish up. Let us know, where do you go for more information?
You can go to the Boulder at schoolofrock.com or just schoolofrock.com, and that'll lead you to us. Also, you can come check us out at the Caribou Room up in Nederland on February 2nd, Saturday. It's going to be Saturday evening. We're going to have all sorts of shows like this going on. And then, yeah, just shoot us an email at boulder@schoolofrock.com, and we'll get right back to you.
Super. Well, thank you so much, School of Rock Boulder. We're going over now to the winner of the Teen Week Battle of the Bands, 80% Human. Thank you for listening to Cabaret on KGNU.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. Said, I don't mind, boy, do you mean I who would dance on the floor in her arm? She says, I am the one who would dance on the floor in her arm. She said her name was Billie Jean, and she caused a scene. And we had turned with the eyes that dream. On the floor in the room. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts.
Mother always told me, be careful what you love. Be careful what you do before the night becomes the truth.
Oh, Billie Jean, not my lover. She's just a girl who says that I am the one. But the kid is not my son.
She says I am the one, but the kid.
Can stand when she's in demand, as tears and her face.
Cause we dance on the floor in the room. So take my strong advice. Remember to always think twice.
Do think twice. Like mine.
told me be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. Just a curse says that I am the one, but the kid is not my son. She says I am the one, but the kid is not my son. So take my strong advice. Remember to always think twice.
Do things wise.
Wow. Great stuff from 80% Human here on KGNU. That was one of the songs you guys performed at the Teen Creek Fest that just absolutely blew everyone away. So I'm so glad you opened with that. So, you know, for our listeners who are just tuning in, we have 80% Human in the studio with us today. They are a group of teenagers from, are you all from Boulder?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't we go around and everyone just tell us quickly your name, what instrument you're playing, and what school you go to as well.
My name is Jed. I play the bass, and I go to Boulder Prep.
I'm Kobe. I play lead guitar and vocals, and I go to Peak to Peak.
I'm Carly. I sing and I play piano, and I go to Watershed School.
I'm Ty. I play the drums, and I go to Fairview High School.
How did you guys choose that song as one that you wanted to cover?
Well, originally, a long time ago, my dad came up to me with a Chris Cornell cover of Billie Jean. And convinced me to cover it. And there was a period where we needed to get our set a bit longer, so we were just transferring the songs that, like, Carly and I knew to the band, and that ended up being one of them, and we noticed it sounded really good with the band, so we kept it going.
Yeah, and is the Chris Cornell version at all similar to the one you guys came up with, which is more like bluesy than anything else, I would say?
Yeah, it's sort of a band arrangement with his energy. It's just him and the guitar.
This is sort of like a darker kind of feeling, and
yeah,
I guess with the band, it brings it more to life, I guess.
Yeah.
And also we like turned it into a duet and stuff.
Yeah, which is really great. And Carly and Kobe, you guys are brother and sister, right?
Yes.
But you go to different high schools.
Yeah.
Well, that happens. I should have asked also, are you all seniors, juniors, a mix?
Senior.
Freshmen, juniors. There's freshman, sophomore, junior, senior.
Okay, yeah. So that's a range of ages, yeah. Which you don't always find in bands. How did you guys meet and come together as a band, and how long have you been playing together?
Well, we met... Ty's our neighbor,
Okay.
And Jed's a family friend.
Yeah, we've friends.
We've all known each other since we were, like, really young.
Yeah, and then we were asked to play the Boulder a bunch of years ago, like when I was 13. Yeah.
5 years ago.
It was originally just Carly and I who were asked because we play around Boulder, but they wanted a band, so we asked Jed and Ty, who we knew played instruments, and we'd done projects with them before, and got together a band and an hour set and repeated an hour set 4 times for the Boulder.
The same exact set?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it worked, though, because, like, everybody was running by.
Yeah, so no one's hearing the same music twice.
Except for the people who are sitting right next to us.
Yeah, and listening to your whole thing, because they're huge fans. And so I have to ask, how did you come up with the name for this band? Where did the inspiration come from?
A bunch of spreadsheets.
Yeah.
We put down a list of any possible name that we could. We made a Google survey, and we just all did it. The parents did it.
Wow.
Friends.
We all just voted.
And yeah. So this won.
Yeah, we were originally the Royal Pains, but...
Well, Before that, we were the Hashtags.
Well, no, we just needed a name for the Boulder Boulder.
That was for that first gig 5 years ago. We were the Hashtags, and then but we changed to Parents.
None of us
came
like
up
that.
With the Royal Pains.
Yeah.
And we couldn't think of anything else, so we stuck with that for a while.
Well, yeah. Bands evolve, and I mean, it's really great. You guys have been together since you were 13, and some of you were even younger than that. So let's get back into some music. Why don't we have two songs in a row? What do you have next for us?
Well, we have River by Bishop Briggs, and then an original. Kobe, do you want to talk about it?
It's called To What Extent. It's about to what extent, as if any peaked peakers are listening, is the prompt at the beginning of every single one of their essays.
Oh.
So it's sort of about, like, the redundance of what we're learning and everything.
Okay. All right, great. So this is 80% Human on KGNU Community Radio. Let's get into it.
How do we fall in love harder than a bullet could hit you? How do we fall apart faster than a hairpin trigger? Don't you say, don't you say, don't say, don't you say. One breath, it'll just break it. So shut your mouth and run me like a river. Shut your mouth, baby, stand and deliver.
Human on KGNU. Let's have another song before we chat a little bit more.
Thank you.
start to crawl, pushing through the seconds, grasping half a minute high, waiting for the ringing to go off. Ground up into marbles, my attention's fading fast. Makes me crazy, feel myself going mad. Makes me crazy, feel myself going mad. Yeah.
Buenísimas noches, ladies and gentlemen and women, boys and girls, señoras y señores, vatas y vatos, locas y locos, pues hasta las cholas y los cholos. You're tuned into KGNU's Latin Music Show Corriente, música para la gente. This is, of course, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And I'm Nito, el loco del Barrio Pocho, your anfitrion on January 22nd, 2019, the 87th anniversary of the 1932 uprising in El Salvador that was repressed in La Matanza, an event that continues to resonate from El Salvador to your local pupusería. We're going to hear a lot of the popular music from the Central American country that has a defiant culture at the same time that it is highly urbanized. One of El Salvador's oldest traditions is being forced to leave the country. Como lo hizo mis tíos y... lo hicieron mis tíos y lo hizo también mi mamacita, Simón, que sí. Well, a lot of the country's music is about missing home, sí, pues echando de menos todos los que han querido por tanto tiempo. About being missed or about being missing. So here's La Hermana y Los Hermanos Flores to start things out.
Otro año que pasa yo tan lejos, otra Navidad sin ver mi gente. Madre, yo te pido humildemente que en el año nuevo me recuerdes, que en la mesa pongas un lugar para el hijo que no ha de llegar. Y aunque yo no esté para brindar, mi copita llegue a rebosar. Y al llegar la medianoche, cuando risa y llanto se confunde entre la gente, mándame un abrazo fuerte y pídele a todos los presentes.
Vamos a brindar por el ausente, que el año que viene esté presente. Vamos a desearle buena suerte y que Dios lo guarde de la muerte. Vamos a brindar por el ausente, que el año que viene esté presente. Vamos a desearle buena suerte y que Dios lo guarde de la muerte.
Otro año que pasa yo tan lejos, otra Navidad sin ver mi gente. Madre, yo te pido humildemente que en el año nuevo me recuerdes, que en la mesa pongas un lugar para el hijo que no ha de llegar. Que aunque yo no esté para brindar, mi copita llegue a rebosar. Y al llegar la medianoche, cuando risa y llanto se confunda entre la gente, mándame un abrazo fuerte y pídile a todos los presentes.
Vamos a brindar por el ausente, que el año que viene esté presente. Vamos a desearle buena suerte y que Dios lo guarde de la muerte. Vamos a brindar por el ausente, que el año que viene esté presente. Vamos a desearle buena suerte y que Dios lo guarde de la muerte.